For those who are hoping to improve the quality of their shots, there are many ways that you can make this happen, and including paying a bit more attention to the composition of the shot. Now, there's several things that go into making a good shot. There's composition, there's lighting, there's exposure, all those things. But if your lighting is great and your exposure is right on, but your composition is terrible, you're not going to have a great photo. So you need to learn how to compose your photos. The composition is comprised of everything that's in the photo. So as you take that picture, your eye needs to be wandering around the scene so that you understand what's being captured digitally. Now, this includes the subject, which is the person or thing that's your main goal in the picture. And in addition to this, all the background and foreground and anything to the side of the subject is part of this composition. Getting the composition right is an important part of succeeding in making great photographs. Now, a common mistake, or one of the biggest mistakes that people make with composition, is not paying attention to what else is in the photo when you're taking it. For example, many people only look at the subject of their photo and they don't pay attention to whomever else is in the photo or whatever else is in the photo. An example of this is taking a quick shot of your family at an amusement park or something. You pull out your camera and you want to get the shot so fast to capture their happiness. So you look for them in front of the lens and hope they're smiling. You take the photo. The result is usually either a blurry photo or blurry shot because you were rushing, or some stranger in the background, or a ride growing out of their head or something like that. You know, so you need to be cognizant of all this. I know you got to develop the photographer brain to look at your subject and look behind your subject at the same time. So you just need to stop and invest a few extra seconds. That's all it takes, just a few extra seconds in that shot. Now, here's a couple of things to look for, you know, as you are trying to figure out, how to get your composition right. You want to look, is your subject centered and as close as possible? Or like we talked about in earlier lessons, does it make sense to put them off to the side and put something else interesting behind them? You know, so be cognizant of that. You know, you want to get close. If you're doing portraits of pictures, you want to get close to the person. Just think about it. Whenever you see a photo and you see the entire body of the person in the photo, you could barely make out their face. And then the next photo you look at is head and shoulders and you're cropped really tight. The one that where you can see the emotion and you can see more detail in it is always going to be best. Secondly, look at the background. Who's in there? Who's in your photo? Is there a trash can in the photo? Is there anything that's not appealing? If so, move yourself or move your subject so that you can avoid having that kind of stuff in the shot. Think of these shots as permanent. You know, when you snap that shutter and you email that photo to somebody, that photo is permanent and it's a part of you, especially if you put it on your website. Is the zoom right is the next thing. Is there something in the photo that you don't want to be there? It's best to zoom in and crop it out of there. You may be able to do that if you have a zoom lens. Or use your feet as zoom. Take a couple of steps forward to crop and get that shot exactly right. You know, the takeaway from all this is, I talked about this in an earlier lesson, is you want to pay attention to things. You want to pay attention to the composition of the photos. You want to take a little more time. You know, we talked about this in lesson 2, I think it was, you know, preparing for travel shots. You know, when you're doing shots like this, you want to prepare. You want to, even if it's a spur of the moment shot, that preparation time can be a couple seconds, but you want to prepare to take the shot. Hold that camera up, look around, be cognizant of what's going on around you, and then snap the shot. It only takes a few seconds. And when you do this, you'll capture some amazing, high-quality photos that are not lacking in substance. They'll be spot on. You'll have your composition, you have your exposure, your focus right, your background is uncluttered, all this stuff. So just be sure of all this before you snap that shutter. And remember, yeah, some people may say, well, you know, if something was in the background, I can take it out later in Photoshop. That's not the point. You don't want to take it out in Photoshop later. You want to get it right in the camera. So be cognizant by preparing, even if it only takes a couple seconds, you know, to look around the scene before you snap the shutter. And that's lesson number 9. I'm Frederick Van Johnson, and this is Shut Up and Shoot.